Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We will wrap up our training camp previews of Bill's opponents. Denver is our final stop, and that means we're going to the Wester Hotline, and we are joined by Benjamin Albright, host, reporter, analyst for the Broncos flagship radio station, which is KOA Radio in Denver. Benjamin, it's Howard and Jeremy. Welcome to the show, sir. Good morning.
Good morning to you gentlemen as well.
You know, there's a lot of stuff I want to get to, including opt-outs and all the different things about Denver. But when we talk about Denver on this show, Benjamin, and we go through the Bills schedule, I'm not sure what to think of Denver, you know, because I think there were some things that you'd like, that I liked watching them, and even in their close losses in the game here, and there's some reasons to be excited about them. If you're a Broncos fan, the record wasn't that great. Is Denver good this season?
Well, good might be a bit of an overstatement, but the potential to be good is certainly there. Mm-hmm. You know, you guys, you got to see part of the team last year. Brandon Allen, quarterback, really kind of, wasn't good. He was the stopgap in between Flacco and Locke. And, you know, in that game in Buffalo, he couldn't even cut the wind with that arm that he had, that little water pistol he was throwing with. So that kind of put a damper on the offense. But once Drew Locke got into the offense, kind of took off and kind of met what the defense was doing. A lot of people don't realize the defense was, you know, was a top 10 defense in the league last year, number one in the red zone. And with Vic Fangio at the helm, that shouldn't surprise too many. But the problem for the Broncos, really, since the season before Peyton Manning hung it up, has been the offense. They haven't been able to score points. The defense has been able to stop people, but they can't get over that 17-point-a-game hump. And that's what it was last year. Ultimately, they finished with 7 wins, but you know, 6 of those games were 1 score or less, could have flipped the other way. 3 of them were last-second field goals, losses. So, yeah, I think Denver has the potential to be good. They just need to carry the momentum from the end of last season forward.
Well, you did a great job of segueing into the second question on the list, and that was about Drew Locke. And what do you expect from him in his first full season as a starter?
Well, if Colin Cowherd is to be believed, I believe 8,000 yards, 80 touchdowns is the minimum. But
it's a good year.
There's a palpable excitement, I guess, about what he brings to the table. I love the kid. I was a huge fan of his before he was drafted by Denver, and the fact that I get to cover him now is, you know, it's kind of a bonus for me. But he's one of these high wattage, energetic personalities that you just want to strap on the pads and go play for. He's just got that it factor, you know, and you see the goofy stuff on TV, you know, the rapping and all that, and that's whatever. But he's just one of these guys that's obsessed about being better at football. He's got the tools, and he's just like, let's go get him. Let's go hang 30 on him, you know. And so I think that translates. I think that's resonating with the rest of the guys where some of these other quarterbacks didn't. He's got a few things he needs to clean up. You know, that footwork is atrocious. He's going to have to work on that. But, you know, other than that, he's got the tools to be great. The question is, you know, whether the guy he can be and the guy he is ever meet.
Want to get to his weapons in a moment because there was a key addition in the receiving corps. But opt-outs, a couple of key losses for Denver and opt-outs, right?
Well, Pekka wasn't that big a deal, but Juwan James certainly is. It's kind of interesting because James, again, only played 30 snaps last year. He was brought in on that big money deal at the time, the highest paid right tackle in football. They got 32 snaps out of him last year. They're not going to get any out of him this year. So the team is, you know, a little disappointed. He didn't go over well in the locker room with some of his reticence to play last year. So right now they're going to put Elijah Wilkinson out there. He played most of the year at right tackle, although week to week he didn't know what he was doing. He was practicing at right guard, and then they would just throw him out there at tackle. So they like him. I don't think he has the talent that Juwan does, and he struggles with the speed rush, but he's at least serviceable as a starter.
Did the Broncos suffer any key losses in terms of free agency in the offseason that you need to remind me about?
Well, I mean, you know, I think people would consider Chris Harris probably a loss. You know, people would consider Derek Wolfe probably a loss. Those are the two big ones. Wolfe still has a little bit in the tank. He had his most productive year last year. Unfortunately, he got hurt again at the end of the year, and it kind of was what drove him off. Chris Harris, yeah, Chris has been one of the best slot corners in the league for a decade. Clearly lost the step last year, and that's tough in a division that features Tyreek Hill. You can't have a corner that's losing speed in a division where you've got to defend a guy that's an all-world speedster. So, you know, they moved on from him, but they got A.J. Bouye to replace him and Jarrell Casey to replace Derek Wolfe. So, yeah, I'm of the opinion they're at least at par and maybe better off.
Okay, then what about the offensive side in terms of how everything is balanced out? You can work in Gordon, you can work in Judy. What about who they brought in and how that affects the offense?
Well, you know, via the draft and free agency, they got Lloyd Cushenberry at the center and Graham Glasgow at the guard. I think those are both upgrades for what they had last year in Connor McGovern and the ghost of Ron Leary. And then you mentioned the skill position players, Melvin Gordon, Phil Lindsay. That figures to be an interesting split in figuring that out. Jerry Jeudy, I don't know that he's going to be the starter on the other side right away. I mean, obviously he will be eventually, but I think they're going to roll a lineup out that has Sutton, Tim Patrick, who's probably the biggest sleeper on the team, and Jerry Jeudy is the three receivers, and then they'll work KJ Hamler, and those are the guys in later. Patrick was a guy that was hurt most of last year, but whenever he's on, he's the clutch catch guy. He's the third down guy. He's the guy when you need a play, they kind of go to, and he's the oldest receiver on this very, very young offense. So Tim Patrick's kind of a name to keep an eye on for the Denver Broncos.
All right, Benjamin, let's wrap this into one big answer here. If you take everything into account, you mentioned at the very top, they have the potential to be good. So in terms of the questions you would have, the 2020 Broncos, you feel good about Locke and a whole bunch of other things. Where would be the biggest questions you have about this team and what has to play out over the season for them?
The biggest questions for me are the youth of the offense and you know, can they put it together with no preseason? That's kind of a bit of a disadvantage for a young offense like that. And then on the defensive side of the ball, the corner position. Yeah, you got A.J. Bouye, but you don't know if he's going to return to form from 2 years ago. You got Bryce Callahan, who didn't play last year, and can he stay healthy? And then after that, it's a who's who of corners on that team. You got rookie Michael Ojemudia from Iowa. You got Devante Bosby, who was a star in the Alliance of American Football and flashed a little bit, got hurt last year. Devante Harris, who's, you know, just kind of a guy. Isaac Yiadom, who never became anything. And Duke Dawson, who the second-round pick the Patriots gave up on. So you're going to have to figure out if any of those guys can actually play football at a consistent level. And, you know, corners and not being able to cover in a passing league like the NFL, that could be a big problem.
Where do they finish in the division, do you think?
Their hope is, you know, is obviously second. I think that's an attainable goal. You know, I think if you're the Broncos, you got three goals this year. Finish at least second in the division, make the playoffs, and beat the Chiefs at least once, which you haven't hardly done, I think, in 4 or 5 years. So, you know, I think second in the division is not too, too tough. If the ball bounces their way, you could come out with between 9 and 11 wins. You know, you don't have any injuries. I think those are feasible goals. Anything beyond that, I think, is a little unrealistic.
Benjamin, thanks for the information. Thank you for giving us some time this morning.
Absolutely, guys. Take care.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.